Okay, so we'll start our second session for tonight.
好，我们现在开始下半堂的课。
Now, the next thing I'm going to explain is a little bit technical because we need to understand the Greek grammar.
现在呢，我们要先讲一下这个希腊文的一个文法。
And it will explain the term that the colonel, that's my pastor, the term he uses is called the divine dynasphere to explain the system of power that we live in as Christians.
So why you mentioned about the Greek grammar?
Because this is where the word comes from and it helps us to understand the system of power.
So you are going to use the Greek word to explain the divine power.
That's right.
为了要理解这个动力球的状态呢，他先要解释一下这个希腊文、希腊字，好，它还有希腊文的文法系统。
We'll have to be a bit patient here because I need to explain it slowly and carefully. But this is the main, the crux, like the one of the main things about Christian integrity is explaining this term divine dynasphere.
好。 这个等一下要解释的这些事情呢，大家要有点耐心听哦，因为这个东西就是所谓的神圣的动力球这件事情哦，这对于整个基督教的这个我们在讲的品格的训练里面，它其实是一个非常核心的一件事。Yeah,
for the rest of our study, and we only have this tonight, and we have three more classes before I have to leave. Is going to be helping you to understand the system of power that God has given to you.
因为我们听要离开前到现，不算今天这堂课，只剩下另外三堂课，所以他觉得我们要非常仔细的理解这个神圣的动力系统，就是神圣的神的力量的动力系统。这样的话，我们理解了以后，我们会更能够学好这个所谓基督徒的品格这件事。
Okay, so the word is divine dynasphere. Okay, and the word divine means from God, and then I'll explain the word dynasphere.
好，什么叫做这个 divine? Divine 这个字就是神圣啊。然后dynasphere 那就是所谓的动力系统。所以我们要把这个这两个字呢仔细的讲清楚。Yeah,
and we've given the example. This is just one example verse using this term in Romans 1:4.
我们先给大家一个金句，就是罗马书的1:4里面的金句。Yeah,
so it's not a concept that my pastor made up of out of thin air. It is a biblical concept.
所以呢，这个所谓神圣的动力系统哦，人家会以为说是上校牧师发明的，但其实不是。他这是完全根据圣经里面的金句里面，可以就看到有这样的一个概念。
Now, in the context of Romans 1:4, we're talking about the divine power which Jesus used to complete his spiritual life, and then God raised him up from the dead using this power.
而这个神圣的动力系统的这个能力呢，正是耶稣他用这个能力从死里还可以重新这个复生的一个动力。Okay,
and we have the word here, en dunamai. But really, the root word is en dunamis, which literally means in power.
这边有一个希腊文叫 en dunamai, 这个字呢，其实意思就是 in power, 就是在力量之中。
The word for power there is dunamis.
这个字，这个能量，就是我们常用的这个大能，这个字 dunamis.
Okay, so the Greek would write something like this. Well, that's dunamis in the Greek, but the upsilon in the Greek becomes a Y in the English, and then the nu becomes a N. So we have the words here, en dunamis. In English, the word dunamis becomes dynamo, which means something that creates energy or power.
那个原来希腊文是 en dunamis. 那如果把这个希腊文直接转为英文的话，就是 dynamo. Dynamo 就是动力的意思。
And we have the word dynamite in English as well. Dynamite is the explosive powder. So it's very powerful, of course.
那还有一些这个从 dynamo 这个动力这个字再变形为这种会爆炸的动力。Okay,
so we can understand that the word dunamis means power, and you have the word en, which means in.
So dunamis 就是前面还加了一个 ev, 就是所谓的 in, I, 英文就是 in, 就是在里面的意思。
Actually, that's a n, that's a n, no, so it makes an n sound. That's, we actually pronounce this as in.
In.
In, yeah.
E-V 在希腊文就是英文的 in, in.
Okay. Now, something else we can use to help us understand is from the Greek diagram of prepositions. So this is a diagram that they teach Greek grammar in seminaries, for example.
那现在我们在荧幕上所看到的这一张图呢，其实是在这个教希腊文里面的希腊文的文法会用的一个图案。
You see the different prepositions, and we have them in English, so you can use this diagram for English as well. You have a sphere. A sphere means like a circle, and everything is related to this sphere, the circle.
我们在这个图形里面呢，看到中间有这个中心的一个大的圆球。
Okay, so everything is related to the sphere, depending on the preposition that's being used.
这个大球让所有的元素，你看都会跟这个球是有关的。
The first one here, we have. I don't know why they put a square in the middle. Usually, you don't have that, but this is the clearest of the graphic. So we use this one.
好，我们现在这个中心的这个方块立方体呢，在今天的课堂里面是不太重要的，所以我们先忽略那个立方体。
Okay, now in the middle of this, you see the word n, e n, epsilon nu, which is the word that we had in Romans chapter 1 verse 4. In Romans chapter 1 verse 4 said n dunamis. So,、
所以呢，这个 e v, 你看哈，中央在这个球的中央有个 e v。就是 in 的意思啊，就是刚才我们在看那个罗马书一章四节里面就用了 ev 这个字，就是在里面的意思。
Yeah, and so you're coming into this circle of power. That's what the divine dynasphere is about.
所以你看到这整个球体啊，就是一个所谓的神圣的动力系统的概念。
Yeah, so you have to be inside that sphere.
所以呢，当你有一个神圣的动力系统的时候，你必须要在它的中心里面。
Yeah. Now there's one other picture I want us to see, and this is a review. We've had this picture before. Some of you who have studied with me for a while will be familiar with the top and bottom circles.
大家以前有上过课的人都知道，这一个就是一个十字架的右上跟右下。有两个圆球的这个图形，大家都看过。
So this is one other thing we can use to help us understand about the sphere of power that God has us in.
这个呢，也可以作为我们要理解神他所有的这个能力系统的一个概念。
Yeah, now if you want to study more about this, we have the Book of Rebound and there's other books on the China Grace Mission website.
大家如果对于这个图想要多更了解的话呢，是可以在网络上可以找到这个整本书来介绍这个系统。
The cross represents the moment you believe in Jesus Christ, and at that time you are put in union with Jesus Christ.
这个图的现在这个十字架的图跟那个两个球的图的概念是这样，就当我们一旦信主以后呢，我们就会得到上面那个右上方的那一颗球。就变成我们会被摆进了那个属神的这一颗球里。
And at the time you believed in Jesus, you were put in union, so you share his characteristics. I think you can see that. So you have, for example, the God's, you have Jesus' righteousness and you have his eternal life. You become a child of God in Jesus, all of these kind of things here.
所以呢，当我们信主以后呢，你就是经过圣灵的洗礼之后，你就进入了这个新的系统。这个新的系统呢，就会让我们所有的基督徒呢，可以共享基督的公义、永生、儿子的名分、后裔的名分、王族的身份、祭司的职分，受到拣选、得到预定、成为圣洁等等这些。很棒的好处。
Okay, so those are forever and ever. You can never lose those things, and that's a part of your eternal security package.
这些东西都是我们信主之后再也不会失去的这种永生的一个这个整个套装。
Okay, and aside from that, remember you get the filling of the Holy Spirit, like according to Ephesians 5:18.
下面的右下方的这一颗球呢，它是用虚线来表达的球。那这个虚线里面呢，写了行在光明中，还有圣灵的充满，暂时的相交，灵性。
The filling of the Holy Spirit, that is the spiritual power you need to learn and apply Bible doctrine.
而这个球呢，代表的就是我们的圣灵充满的时候的状况。所以圣灵充满呢，其实是让我们在学习圣经的时候的必要条件。
And remember, whenever you sin, you lose the filling of the Holy Spirit. So you go into what's called carnality, or following the flesh.
而这个为什么这个球就是圣灵充满的球，却是用虚线呢？是因为只要我们一犯罪，我们就会跑到属肉体的状态，而就进入黑暗里面，所以我们其实就变成没有办法圣灵充满。
Yeah, when you're following the trends or the sin nature, or the trends of the sin nature, you're basically under the control of the sin nature. You're following the power of the sin nature.
所以当我们犯罪的时候呢，我们其实就变成我们是在跟随肉体罪性的这个力量。
The solution is simple. You just name your sins, and God cleanses you of your sins, and then you can get back into the filling of the Holy Spirit. You're back with fellowship with God.
所以呢，当我们这个犯罪的时候，我们跑到了这个所谓属肉体的状态，那怎么办呢？唯一的做法就是用约翰一书一章九节去对神认罪，我们就得到一个反弹的机会，我们才能够回到圣灵充满。
So now you're back into God's divine dynasty. You're back into God's system with His power.
所以这时候呢，你就是又回到了神圣的这个动力球里面，你就有了神的能量能力。
So that's, you know, when we talk about the divine dynasty, these are the kind of concepts you need to be thinking about.
所以这就是我们刚刚才谈的这个所谓神圣的动力系统。我们脑中要有这个概念，我们才会比较更容易打这场属灵征战。
We need to understand that's a very real concept which is taught in the scripture.
这个神圣的力量系统的概念呢，其实是上校牧师的一个教导啊，所以其实在其他的牧师里面比较没有这个说法，但是我们要理解这其实都是根据圣经里面。
That's sort of a basic introduction to the divine dynasphere. What you also have to understand is that, you know, the divine dynasphere is God's system, and as we mentioned before break, then you have Satan's system as well.
所以我们要知道，就是说在讲这个神圣的动态权力量系统的同时，我们也要理解撒旦也有他的这个系统。所以我们要知道，我们就是常常在这两个系统中间在。那刚刚讲的那个我们肉体的那一块啊，其实是我们的肉体的罪性。那它不像这个撒旦他所创造的这个属世的这个世界的系统。
You have to, I mean, the sin nature is the sin nature. That's the body's natural system, really. But Satan's system, which is designed by Satan, is designed to tempt the sin nature.Of course, so the two do work together, have a very, like, a close relationship, I guess.
我们要理解是我们人的罪性是跟着我们的肉体而来的。这个本身是我们自己有的。而撒旦的这个所创造的他的这个撒旦的系统，他其实呢就是特别会吸引我们的罪性。所以他这彼此之间是非常相吸的。
So as a believer living in the church age, you have an option. You must either choose to live life in the divine dynasphere, which is God's power system, and within the plan of God, or the other option is you live life in the cosmic system.
所以对于在这个教会时期的信徒，就是我们的新约时期的信徒呢，他其实是要有一个很明确的理解，就是说你天天都生活在一个选择之中，就你的选择是要在生活上呢，按照神所计划的好，这个神圣的这个动力系统中，还是呢，你要去选择在撒旦的策略跟他欺骗的这个所谓世界宇宙的系统中。
Yeah, now usually what happens, of course, is you're going backwards and forwards between one and the other, depending on your decision-making process.
所以我们常常其实呢， 都在这两个系统这边来来回回。那为什么会这样来来回回？是因为我们每下一个决定就会变成你是在哪一个系统之下，所以我们天天下的很多决定都影响到我们是属于神的系统还是在属于撒旦的系统之中。
Yeah, so this is the same option given to Adam and Eve right from the beginning. What are you going to choose? You're going to choose to obey God or you're going to choose to obey Satan?
所以这就像亚当跟夏娃当年的状态，就是他们选择了一个错误的选择，那时候让他们跑进了撒旦的系统中。那我们天天也一样要做这个选择，是要留在跟神在一起还是要跟撒旦在一起。
This concept of what we call free will of choosing is, you know, it's a very basic concept. As Christians, we must understand that we are free agents and we make decisions and we're responsible for those decisions.
我们要知道呢，对于一个人来讲，神创造我们 是非常自由的。我们要选做正确的选择还是错误的选择，这都是我们自己的一念之间。
That sounds like a fairly basic concept, but it's very easy to be deceived into thinking that a lot of the decisions you make is not your responsibility.
然后呢，我们所做的选择就变成是我们的责任哦。就是其实很多时候我们人类以为你下的很多决定是你不需要负责的，你认为是环境造成的，但实际上那是我们被骗。
Yeah, and some people grow up thinking that they can't help it. When they make a bad decision, it was like programmed into them. That's just what they've always done. They cannot change their thinking.
很多人都自认为啊，他做的一些决定是他没有办法的，就说是他的那种什么天生的性格啊，哈等等的造成的，让他非那样不可。但其实那都是自己给自己的一个借口。
It's like people that grow up and they have anger issues.
有些人呢，他们在长大的过程中，他们有那种所谓愤怒，就是那种自己的脾气没有办法控制的那种问题。
They're always angry about something, and then people say, "Why don't you just stop being angry?" Then I say, "I can't help it. It's just my nature."
然后他就一天到晚都在生气中，然后人家就说啊，你为什么要那么生气？没有必要生气啊。他就说哦，我没办法控制，这就是我的个性。
Well, it is your natural nature. That's your sin nature, but you can control that.
的确，你有这个个性，这种愤怒的个性，其实就是来自于你的这个罪性。
Actually, I mean, the sin nature, it doesn't need just divine power. Now, we talk about the divine power that God gives us to change. But even unbelievers can change. They don't have to be angry. There's psychological methods that they can use to stop being angry.
但是呢，这个要控制情绪这件事情，说实在话，都还动用不到神的这个所谓刚刚讲的那个神圣的这个能力系统。因为即使是不相信神的人，有一些他有很好的这个家教训练，他就是有办法控制自己的这个脾气。
The key issue is that you have your free will. So do you really want to change?
所以真正的问题是在于你有那个自由意志，是你到底要不要选择去改变你自己。
Yeah, and like believing in Jesus Christ, that is a decision that we have to make.Do you want to believe in Jesus or not?
就像你要不要信耶稣一样，你是要下一个决定，你要信他或不信他。
Do you accept the truth? The process of receiving salvation is a simple matter of hearing the truth and then you accept it, which means you use your free will to say, this is true and this is how you're saved.
而且但实际上也不是说什么相信不相信耶稣基督，重点是你愿不愿意接受这个救恩，就是你是在下一个决定要相信救恩是耶稣基督给你这样的一个真理，你愿意相不相信这个真理，你要不要接受这个真理。
Yeah, so when an evangelist gives a gospel message, or like when your friends, maybe it was your family, first told you the gospel message about Jesus Christ, you really only had one of two decisions. You can either say, yes, I believe that, or no, I don't believe it.
就像有第一次人家把福音告诉你的时候， 你也是一样会有一个决定，你要相信这个福音或者是不相信。
Yeah, and that's like we have in our children's materials, there's one booklet that we have for kids, we use in kids' camps as well. And we give them the verses. This is, actually I think this is from Indonesian we did maybe. But this is Acts 16:31 and John 3:16. Very basic Bible verses which we teach the kids.
所以在画面上这个小朋友的这个图呢，他其实应该是用的泰文哈。
Indonesian。
哦，这是印尼文。那左边的那个书打开来的里面的呢，是那个《使徒行传》16:31。然后呢，右边的那个是《约翰福音》3:16。所以他们等于是在教孩子们这两个经句的时候呢，就问他们是否愿意相信。
Yeah, and so if you believe, if you accept the information as true, that's what we call positive volition. So you have the V, short for the word volition, which means your free will.
然后右边的那张图的 V 呢，就 volition 就是所谓的自由意志。那自由意志上面呢的这个就是 positive, 就是你是正向的，是接受的，是正向的，或者是你不接受的，就是负向的。
Yeah. Another synonym or another way we can say positive volition is that you're doing the will of God.
所以所谓的 V 加、哦、就是正向的自由意志，你愿意接受神他的意志，神的旨意你愿接受的话，就是在 V 上面加上一个正向。
You know, I think a lot of Christians, they like to say, or even they pray about, they say, God, I want to do your will.
就像很多人说在他们在祷告的时候说，神啊，我愿意按照你的旨意而行。
If you want to do the will of God, that means plus V, you have positive volition.
所以你愿意顺着神的旨意而行，你就有了 V 加。
But sometimes you get a test. You know, you can say, God, I really want to do your will, but then there's a test and you fail the test because you really didn't want to do the will of God. You wanted to do what you wanted to do.
但是呢，我们常常这样说，我们愿意接受神的旨意而行。但实际上呢，你真的在生活中，你可能就没有真的这么做，所以你就是失败了。
For example, you say, I want to do the will of God, and God says, okay, you have to study my word.
然后，所以你跟神祷告说，哦，我愿意顺着神的旨意而行。那神就说，那你就要认真的读圣经，读我的话语。
And you say, okay, well, where can I study your word? You're saying to God, okay, well, God, lead me to study your word.
好，所以呢，你就跟神祷告说，哦，神啊，那就让我带领我到你的话语中吧。
And God says, okay, here's a Bible class. It starts at 7, it finishes at 9:00. And you say, oh, well, actually, I have a meeting with my friends.
然后呢，那神就说，哦，那这里有一个圣经课，7:00-9:00。结果你就跟神说，哎呀，可是我今天要有个约会，跟我的朋友们吃饭。
Yeah, and I don't want to disappoint my friends.
我不想让我的朋友们失望。
Well, okay, then maybe, I won't say you disappointed God, but you said you were going to do God's will, and but your friends are more important.
所以呢，你说你要顺服于神的旨意，但是呢，你却又认为你的朋友更重要，所以你基本上就在你的那个自由意志上面选择的是那个负的，不是正的。
Now that's just one example, of course. And you know, often people have reasons. They have a legitimate reason why they can't study in a particular class. But you know, God gives you 168 hours in a week. And surely you can find the time, at least 1 hour a day, to study the Word of God.
所以呢，在这样子的一个状态下，我们其实经常的都是不愿意让朋友们或者是其他家人失望，但是实际上我们却让神失望了。在一个礼拜有160 hours? I think
168.
Really?、一个礼拜有168个小时。其实呢是很容易你就可以每一天可以找出一个小时来研读神的话语。
Yeah, and you know, if you do that, you take the time to study the Word of God, like 1 hour a day, that shows positive volition, that you know, you want to do God's will.
所以如果你愿意每一天都花一个小时时间来研读神的话语的话，才能够证明你是真的愿意 了解而且去顺服于神的旨意。
Some people just say, I just don't have the time, I'm too busy.
但很多人就说我太忙了。
Well, you know, that's the decision that you make. If you want to organize your time around God's plan, then you will have the time. God will give you the time.
你要知道神，如果你真的愿意顺从神的旨意，神就会把时间给你。
Yeah. Now remember your volition, your free will to choose also comes into not just learning but applying the word of God as well.
而且我们要知道呢，所谓的学习就是你的自由意志的愿意啊，顺服于神，不只是要研读神的话语，还有要这个执行神的话语，就是把神的话语真正的用在你的生活中，这是另外一个很重要的事。
Yeah, so you must have those two things working together. You can't have one and not the other.
而这个所谓研读神的话语跟实行神的话语，实践神的话语，这是两者要并用的，两者都一定要同时做到，你不能够只有其中一个。